"An honored guest," Tyrion insisted, "and I suspect Martell will treat Myrcella more kindly than Joffrey has treated Sansa Stark. I had in mind to send Sir Aerys O'Cart with her. With a Knight of the King's Guard as her sworn shield, no one is like to forget who or what she is." "Small good Sir Aerys will do her if Doran Martell decides that my daughter's death would wash out his sister's. Martell is too honourable to murder a 9-year-old girl, particularly one as sweet and innocent as Myrcella. So long as he holds her, he can be reasonably certain that we'll keep faith on our side, and the terms are too rich to refuse. Myrcella is the least part of it. I've also offered him his sister's killer, a council seat, some castles on the marches." "Too much!" Cersei paced away from him, restless as a lioness, skirts swirling. "You've offered too much, and without my authority or consent. This is the Prince of Dawn we are speaking of. If I'd offered less, he'd likely spit in my face." "Too much," Cersei insisted, whirling back. "What would you have offered him? That hole between your legs?" Tyrion said, his own anger flaring. This time he saw the slap coming. His head snapped around with a crack. "Sweet, sweet sister," he said, "I promise you that was the last time you will ever strike me.